Thank you everybody for coming here on Friday evening. Thanks to Manish Prabhu and Manisha Mataji for inviting all of us. We'll start with the invocation prayers. So if you know, you can... Okay, so this is combined program we are having, right? So there is another group which I have on Saturday. So a lot of families from that group are also here today. So maybe they don't know you. So this is Manish Prabhu. Okay, so, and Mataji is standing in the back. So we'll start with the invocation prayer. If you know, you can recite with me or just hear attentively. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavidanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshe Namah Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पत्रुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओके सो आई वाज प्लानिंग टू टेक वन श्लोक फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड देन डिस्कस बेस्ड ऑन दैट. So this is 6th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the discussion between Yamaraj and his messengers, Yamadutas. So discussion between Yamaraj and his messengers. So I will first read that shaloka and then go a little bit in the background, why this discussion started, how this discussion started, and then we'll discuss further on that. तस्मात् संकीर्तनं विष्णुर् जगन् मंगलं महशं महातम् अपि कौरव्य विधेय कंतिका निष्कृताम्. So Shukdev Goswami continued, my dear king, the chanting of the holy name of Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. So basically, the shloka is about the glories of the holy name. How the holy name has the potency to uproot all the sinful reactions and award the ultimate benefit, which is love of Godhead. So tasmat sankirtanam Vishnur jagat mangalam amahasam. So most beneficial activity for the whole universe is the chanting of the holy name of Lord. Now how this discussion started? So there is a story of Ajamil which comes in Bhagavatam. Everybody familiar with the story of Ajamil? So Ajamil, by birth, he was a Brahmana. So he was a Karmakandi Vedpati Brahmana, and he used to do his rituals every day. But as he grew up, one day he just saw a scene of one Shudrani and one Shudra embracing each other. And just looking at that scene, he got distracted from his Vedic path. So he gave up his parents, he gave up his young wife, he started living with the prostitute. And he abandoned all his spiritual activities. So through that prostitute, he had many kids. Even when he was very old, at that time he got one child. And he was always playing with that child. But because in his earlier life, in his younger life, he used to be a devotee, or he used to be reciting the Vedic mantras, he was given little intelligence that he happened to name his young child as Narayan. So he was growing up, he was passing his life like that, very attached to his this young child, Narayan, always calling him, Narayan do this, Narayan do that, Narayan come here, Narayan eat food. So, but because he lived his life very sinfully, so at the time of his death, the Yamadutas came. So three Yamadutas arrived and started snatching his soul out of the body and take it to Yamaraj. And at the time, out of the fear of these Yamadutas, he called out to his child because of so much affection, so much attachment. He called out to his son Narayan. As soon as he called out to Narayan, he uttered this name Narayan. Immediately the Vishnudutas arrived there. And Vishnudutas stopped Yamadutas to take Ajamil. So there was a big debate between the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. Finally, Yamadutas were defeated and they came back to Yamaraj. So I'm telling this story in a very, very, very brief way, just to give a background. So Yamadutas came back to Yamaraj, asking him, we thought you are the ultimate supreme controller. Who are those four Dutas which came? Is there two gods? Is there two controllers? Two deciding factors who take care, who decide what person will get as a destination at his time of his death? So Yamaraj, understanding what has happened, so he instructed the Yamadutas that even if somebody recites, chants the name of Lord Vishnu once, he is to be considered a devotee and you should not approach that person. So after this discussion took place, now Shukadev Goswami is giving a nutshell summary to Parikshit Maharaj. So ultimately this whole Bhagavatam is a dialogue between Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. So Shukadev Goswami is now summarizing to Parikshit. So the chanting of the holy name is the most beneficial activity for the whole universe. And this need to be understood so that other people can take it seriously. Now, for the Kali Yuga, this chanting of the holy name is even more important. So in Kali Yuga, people are generally more fallen. Sorry to say that, but that's the harsh reality, right? People in Kali Yuga are the most fallen people. Kali Yuga people means we all. So, but there is a great boon given in Kali Yuga. What is that? It's like in India, I used to see some ads, some billboards. They say 9th, 10th fail pass plus 2. Plus 2 fail pass BA. So there are some school colleges like that, right? In India. So same way, people who have failed to do self-realization in Satya Yuga, who have failed to do in Treta Yuga, who have failed to do in Dwapar Yuga, now in Kali Yuga is the time. All people who have failed in all that time, they can also pass from this time of Kali Yuga by the simply chanting of the holy name. So every Yuga, there is a process for self-realization. So what is that process mentioned? It's mentioned in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam. It says, Krite Tad Dhyayato Vishnu. त्रेतायाम परिचर त्रेतायाम यत्तो मखी द्वापरे परिचर्यायाम कलौ तद हरि कीर्तनात्। कृतेयध्यायतो विष्णु इन सत्ययुग द प्रोसेस ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन वाज टू मेडिटेट ऑन लॉर्ड विष्णु। त्रेतायाम यजतो मखी इन त्रेता युग द प्रोसेस वाज डूइंग एलोबोरेट फायर सैक्रिफाइस यज्ञास। सो पीपल यूज टू डू बिग फायर सैक्रिफाइस अश्वमेध यज्ञ राजसूय यज्ञ। सो दैट वाज द प्रोसेस ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन। इन द्वापर युग द्वापरे परिचर्यायाम एलोबोरेट टेम्पल वर्शिप worshipping the deity form of the Lord in a very great way in the temple, like offering gifts, lot of things to the Lord. Kalau tad hari kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, the process of self-realization is chanting the name of Lord Hari. So that is the process in Kali Yuga. Now the name of Krishna, sometimes people say, oh, in Kali Yuga, so many of bad effects are there. And Krishna says, I come in every yuga, whenever there is decline in religious principle. Now, what could be the worst time than Kali Yuga? Why Krishna is not coming now? But we should understand, Krishna is already here in the Kali Yuga. There is no difference in Krishna and Krishna's holy name. Krishna is non-different from his holy name. So the holy name of Krishna has already manifested in the Kali Yuga, in the form of this Mahamantra. And how do we understand there is no difference in Krishna and Krishna's holy name? So the scriptures define, there is a particular shloka which mentions Abhinnatvam Nama Namino Nitya Shuddha Purna Mukta Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. There is no difference between Krishna and his holy name. Chintamani Nama Krishna. Krishna's name is like a touchstone. Purna Shuddho, it's completely pure. Nitya Mukto, Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. So there's no difference between Krishna and his holy name. So there are so many stories which talk about the glories of the holy name. In particular, first of all, now, we say Krishna is the original person, the most original, most oldest person. Krishna is the source of everything. There is no source for Krishna. He is the source of everything. Then who gives name to Krishna? Like we take birth, we have parents, right? Father, mother, somebody gives us the name. As soon as a child is born, some name is given. Tinku, Banti, Shanti, we give some name. But who gave name to Krishna? Krishna has no father, mother in original sense. Right? Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakaranah Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. He is the source of everything. And he doesn't have any source. Now who gave name to Krishna? So, probably gave the answer. The devotees give name to Krishna. How is that? How devotee give name to Krishna? Let's look at few names of Krishna. Anybody want to give any name of Krishna? Madhav. What is the meaning of Madhav? No, that is Madhusudan because of that. So let's say Madhusudan. Right, so Madhusudan, how Krishna got the name Madhusudan? Because he killed the demon Madhu. Then Govinda, because he takes care of the cows. So Gopala, Govinda, Giridhari, because he lifted Govardhan hill. What is the meaning of Krishna? Krishna's meaning is, who is the most attractive. So, how Krishna gets his name? It's based on Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's bodily attraction, bodily beauty. So, devotee give the name based on all these different things. Now, there is no difference in Krishna and Krishna's holy name. So, once when Prabhupada was there, Prabhupada used to ask his student, sometimes his disciple, to give class. So one devotee, one disciple of Prabhupada was giving class and describing about the holy name. He said, Krishna has manifested all his potency in his holy name. Krishna himself lives in his holy name. And Prabhupada stopped him. Where does Krishna live in the holy name? Does he live in Ka or Sha or No? Where does Krishna live in the holy name? So actually, it's not that Krishna lives in the holy name. There is no difference in Krishna and the holy name. Krishna himself is the holy name. He himself has manifested in the form of his name. It's not that Krishna lives inside the holy name. And the greatest benefit of the holy name, especially for Kali Yuga, it can relieve from all the ill effects of Kali Yuga. There is a very wonderful story from the time of Ramayana when Janak Maharaj has finished his life and going back to the spiritual world at the end of his life. As he was traveling upward, he heard a very painful noise, painful sound, somebody calling out to Janak Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Janak Maharaj. And he started looking everywhere, who is calling me? And then he saw down that sound was that somebody from the hell was calling out to Janak Maharaj. And Janak Maharaj went at the entrance of this hell. Let me see why people are calling me, who is calling me? And as he went there, he saw all these people are suffering so much. And Yamaraj came there. Janakji asked Yamaraj, what is this going on? Why these people are in so much trouble, misery and all that? So Yamaraj started taking everybody's name. Okay, this person has this much sinful account. That's why he is suffering. This person, he has done so many of this nonsense activities. That's why he is suffering. So all these people have done all that. So these persons who are suffering, they said to Janak Maharaj that we are suffering so much in this hellish planet, but the air which is coming after touching your body, which is entering here, it's giving us so much relief. So Janak said, if that is the case, I will stay here. So then he asked Yamaraj, how can these people be relieved from their suffering condition? Yamaraj said, if somebody gives them the pious credit of one pure holy name, they will be relieved from all their sinful reaction. Janak said, that's it. I gave them the benefit of one name of Ram. So as soon as Janak gave them the benefit of one holy name of Ram, all these people got freedom from the hellish world. This whole hell became empty. Yamaduta thought, okay, earlier we were working overtime to take care of these people here in the hellish world. Now it's like all of a sudden it came as a weekend. It's like like a holiday time came all of a sudden. So the point here is just giving the benefit of one holy name. Here condition is one pure holy name. The Janak Maharaj is considered among the 12 Mahajan. He is one of the greatest devotees. So giving one pure holy name, the benefit, all of these sinners got freedom from the hellish condition. So that is the positive effect of the holy name. That is the potency of the holy name. There are so many of such pastimes like that. They say, when we chant the holy name, what happens? When we say Ram, it's like all the sins which we have accumulated, all the sinful reaction, they leave our body. They are going out of our mouth. As you open the mouth to say Ram, they are leaving our body. That is so much potency, and then they don't come back inside. If we do all other sort of ritualistic activities, they can relieve us from the sinful reaction, but they cannot get rid of the tendency of committing sin. It's like a machine is fit inside our body. So sinful activities are going on. We are committing the sins. So by performing ritualistic activities, one can relieve oneself from the sinful reaction. But the tendencies are still there to commit offenses, commit sinful activities. But by chanting of the holy name, not only one get rid of the sinful reaction, one get rid of the tendency to commit sins, commit those offenses, commit those sinful activities. So that is the power of the holy name. No other ritualistic activity can give that benefit. Glories of the holy name are unlimited. Just to count few stories, I will mention maybe a couple of stories. Everybody knows the story of Setu Bandhan, right? When they built the bridge to go from one side to the Lanka. So there is another different version of the story. It says, when all the Vanar Sena arrived at the end of the ocean, now they say, okay, how to cross this ocean? How this whole army, big army, will cross the ocean? So everybody was thinking, what to do, what to do, what to do. And generally, when we are deeply thinking something, when we are lost in our thoughts, sometimes what happens, you are scribbling on the paper. Have anybody done that? You are in deep thoughts and you are scribbling. And most of the time when we scribble, we write something which is most dear to us. And sometimes people do their own signature in different alphabet, different font, they try different things. So he said, Hanuman was also in deep thought. And in that deep thinking, he was also doing some scribbling. But he was not writing his name, his thing. He was writing Ram, because Ram is most dear to him. So on a stone, he was scribbling Ram. And then one stone fell from his hand and fell into the water. And started floating. Hanuman was thinking, why this stone is floating? He took another stone and he put that also in water. That stone sank. You know, this first stone is floating, the other stone sank. What is so special about this first stone? Then he said, oh, Ram, oh, this is special. So got the idea. All the wonders in a come, I got the idea. We have to put Ram on every stone and put that into the water. These stones will float. So they start writing Ram on the stones and throwing in the water. Thus start building the bridge. Now, all this Vanar Sena, all this monkey army is building the bridge, working so hard. Lord Ram also is watching all that. He thought, oh, I also should do something. I should help them. I'm their leader. I should also show by example, right, how to lead. So Lord Ram thought, let me also do something. He went on one corner, took one stone and put it in the water. That stone sank. Hanuman was standing on the side watching from behind. And Lord Ram turned to him. See, Hanuman, you guys are putting all these stones there floating. I throw one stone, it fell down, it sank. So Hanuman said, Lord, my Lord, your holy name is so powerful that it can change one's tendency, one's original tendency. The stone's original tendency is it's going to sink. But writing your name changed the tendency of the stone. It started floating. So same way, one person when chant the holy name and takes your holy name, his all the wrong tendencies are removed. So by writing your holy name, these stones are able to float. Now, regarding the stone you throw it, sank. Now, when you have thrown somebody, he is going to sink for sure. Jisko aapne fenk diya, wo to dubega hi dubega. Right? So what is the point here? If you do not show mercy on somebody, if you let somebody go, how can he sustain? He is for sure going to sink into this material ocean, material miseries. So the point is, we need to take shelter of the holy name. As the stone started floating in the water, by taking of the holy name, by taking the shelter of the holy name, we can float and pass across, cross beyond this material ocean. And Lord's devotees are so merciful, they want to give the benefit of holy name to everybody. They want everybody to take the holy name. By taking risk of their own life, they want to distribute the holy name. Now, Bhavishan was also like that. Bhavishan was also a great devotee. So when still he was in Lanka, when Lord Ram has not come yet, right? So he wanted to pass on the holy name to everybody. What he did is, he made his special, faithful people, faithful soldiers, write the name of Ram on each and every building of Lanka. So they wrote Ram on each and every building. Now Ravan saw this Ram written on everywhere. Who wrote this Ram everywhere on all the buildings? Called Vibhishan. How dare you write Ram, my enemy's name, everywhere across? Vibhishan said, no, you have got some mistake. It's not Ram. I'm not writing Ram. I'm writing your name. How come it's my name? See, it's Ra for Ravan, Ma for Mandodari. I'm writing your name. So, just taking advantage of that, devotees want to distribute the holy name to everybody. In one way or another, they want people to take the name of Ram, take the name of the Lord. So, glories of the holy name, in one sense, they are unlimited. There are so many such stories like that. Holy name is so merciful, even if one takes a holy name unintentionally. What to speak of somebody focused and intentionally chanting the holy name? Somebody takes the holy name unintentionally, they also get the benefit. Isn't that amazing? Somebody unintentionally, there are four type of namabhas which awards the benefit. What are those? First one is Saketyabhas. Saketyabhas is somebody unintentionally chanting the holy name. He gets the benefit. Now, from the point where we started, Ajmila's case. Now, Ajmila was not chanting the holy name intentionally. He was chanting the name of his son. He was calling out to the name of his son. Narayan, come here. Narayan, do this. Narayan, time to eat food. Narayan, go sleep. Narayan, wake up. Narayan, study. Narayan, go there. Narayan, don't do this. So he is always taking the name of Narayan. He is not calling out to the Lord, just calling out the name of his son. So unintentionally chanting the name. And at the end, what happened? He got the benefit. Vishnu Dutas arrived there to take him. So that's why earlier people will... some lot of different things, right? Person's name or place name, they will put on the name of the Lord. Say, where do you live? Oh, I live in Govindapuri. So somebody say Govinda, right? At least he is chanting the name of Lord. Where do you live? Oh, I live in Kanahiyapuri. Somebody taking the name of their child. Ram, Sham, Hari, Madhav, Mukunda. In the same way, somebody, even if we say, somebody says, hurry up, man, hurry up. We need to go, hurry up. What is he doing? He's saying, hurry. Right? He's calling out to hurry. So he gets the benefit. So holy name is so merciful. Krishna has put all the potency in the holy name. Some way or other, he wants to eagerly bring people back to him. So that is Saketya Namabhas. Unintentionally calling out to the name. They say, name is so merciful, even if two alphabets of the holy name and in between something else come, still those two letters combine together and give the benefit. So like, there is Ra and Ma. In the middle, if you put something, let's say Rajma. So when somebody says Rajma, even then Ra and Ma combine and give the benefit. But it doesn't mean we start calling Rajma Chawal, Rajma Chawal, 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 Rajma, Rajma. That's not what I'm trying to say. Say if somebody unintentionally, indirectly takes some way the name, it gives some benefit. Not ultimately exactly as the benefit somebody will get as chanting intentionally the pure name, but he gets the benefit. So the second type of unintentional chanting, second time is Parihasya Namabhas. Parihasya Namabhas is somebody imitating, jokingly saying. Say like, sometimes devotees chant, right? Devotees chant holy name and there are some friends or something who is not in the process and they are joking around. Yeah, you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hey, what are you getting, man? So somebody is just joking and jokingly imitating that person. He gets the benefit. Parihasya Namabhas. Then the another one is somebody, like a lot of people, they do as a stage performances. They're not really as a, there's no devotion really, but they're just doing as a stage performance. During that, sometimes they will sing some bhajan or something as a musical performance. Stobha Namabhas. Somebody just to clean their throat or something, in between, let me sing something devotional also. Right? Lot of time people sing different things. Jag mein sundar hain do naam. Wah 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 wah. Krishna kaho ja Ram. So like that, people just doing for musical performance. Not intentionally as a devotional mood, but to clean up their throat or something, take the holy name. They get the benefit. Another one is Helena Namabhas. Even somebody with indifference, angrily, somebody chants the holy name, takes the holy name, he gets the benefit. Another classical example is Shishupal. Right? Shishupal was calling out to Krishna, taking his different name. Oh, ye makanjor. Oh, ye gaya charane wala. This, that. He is calling out to Krishna with indifference, with anger, something. But he gets the benefit. So, holy name is so merciful. Krishna has put all the potency for the people of Kali Yuga to take benefit in one way or another. There is another very wonderful story from Mahabharata, indicating the benefit of holy name, especially the benediction of holy name for Kali Yuga. So some of you may have heard that story. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj got the kingdom back after this Kurukshetra war and all, and he was ruling the kingdom, a lot of people will come and give their problems, right? They will tell their problems. So one day Bhima thought, oh, all these people come and they all want to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj, tell all his problems, all their problems to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Let me also take some part. So he opened his beams and troubleshooting agency. So he said, before they go to Yudhishthira, I will try to solve their problem. If I cannot solve, then I will send them, no problem. So he stood at the door. First day, agency's inauguration. So one person came. I want to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj. Oh, hold on, hold on. Tell me your problem. Let me try to solve. If I cannot solve, then I will let you go. So he said, I put fence around my farm and that fence itself is eating my vegetables. Bhima thought, what kind of problem is this? Fence itself is eating the vegetable. Oh, I cannot solve this. You go. Second person came. Okay, what is your problem? See, I filled these four small pots from one big pot. Now I am trying to put these four back into that big pot and it's not filling up. So Bhima, one big pot filled four pots. Now four pots cannot fill back the one big pot. What is this? You also go. Third person came. So third person came. I was trying to put the elephant through the needle of the, through the eye of the needle. The whole elephant has passed but the tail got stuck. Bhima again confused. Okay, you also go. Fourth person came. I saw a disastrous scene. I saw one cow give birth to a calf and then that cow itself ate the calf. Bhima thought, are you crazy or what? Cow, first of all, cow is very peaceful animal, vegetarian. How can he eat the calf? And that also is her own son, her own child. ये भी अपनी समझ के बाहर है, आप जाओ. Fifth person came. Fifth person said, I am seeing one person, he is shaking a thread and he is destroying big mountains into powder. He is crushing big mountains by just shaking one thread. Bhima got completely puzzled. First day I opened this agency, I cannot solve anybody's problem, let me close down. So after that, he went inside. He asked Yudhishthira Maharaj, these five people came with the crazy problems. What were these? So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, okay, who was the first person? So first person was, I put the fence around my farm and the fence itself is eating my crop. So that is, the people who are supposed to give protection, they themselves will do the They themselves will वो खुद ही उनका शोषण करेंगे. So that is the symptom of Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, the people, the administrators, the politicians who are supposed to give protection to the citizens, they harass people. So second problem, What was the second one? So fill from one big pot, fill four pots. Four pots cannot fill back one big pot. That is again the symptom of Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, parents can raise four kids, but later on those four kids combined together, they will not take care of one parent. Right? This is what the situation of Kali Yuga. When kids grow up, they think, aapne yahi kya hai? Ye to aapka dharm tha, aapki duty thi. You did fulfill your duty. Now it's better you go to maybe old age home. Budde log ghar pe achche nahi lagte. We want our freedom. We want little privacy. It's better you go home, go to old age home or stay alone separately. So that is symptom of Kali Yuga. There is no affection. The kids do not want to give that same respect to their parents. So third symptom or the third problem was? It was fourth. So third one, the elephant went through the needle, the tail got stuck. That is again the symptom of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the big criminals will be roaming around freely. Only the small thieves, pocket mark, they will be going back and forth in the jail. All the big ghotala, chara ghotala, this ghotala, that ghotala, 2G, 3G, 4G, all these big ghotala, these people will be big dons, gangsters, they will be roaming around freely. So fourth one, what was the fourth one? Cow gave birth to a calf and then she herself ate the calf. Now that is the biggest problem in Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, every relationship is tainted. The most affectionate relationship is tainted with blood. The mothers will kill the baby in their womb. Right? They'll say, oh, why to take this? This is unwanted pregnancy. Right? They'll say, 72 hours, freedom from unwanted pregnancy. So mothers will kill the baby in the womb. Why to take so much harass? Your figure also will be spoiled. Career also will be spoiled. You have to stay home, take care of the baby, leave the job and this, that. We'll think about it later. So that is a very severe problem in Kali Yuga. There's, I don't know how many millions of abortion happen every year. So fifth problem, the person with fifth problem which came. So Yudhishthira said, all these were the negative points about Kali Yuga. But the fifth one is actually the positive symptom of Kali Yuga. What is the fifth one? A person is just shaking a thread and with that thread he is destroying big mountains. So in Kali Yuga, by chanting this Maha Mantra, right, when we chant on the beads, what are you doing? You're just shaking the beads, mala, on a thread. By chanting this Maha Mantra, one can destroy the big mountains of the sinful reactions. So that is the only big good point about Kali Yuga. Even though Kali Yuga has so many bad points, or the so in Bhagavatam, Shukdev Goswami says, Kaler Doshe Nidhe Rajan, Aste Ek Mahan Guna, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambraje. Kaler Doshe Nidhe Rajan. This Kali Yuga is the ocean of faults. But still there is one good quality. Asti Hai Ek Mahan Guna. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambraje. By chanting of the holy name, one can cross beyond this ocean of faults. That is the only glory of this holy name. But now as I said, there are different ways people can chant the holy name. By being indifferent, by jokingly taking the holy name, unintentionally taking the holy name. But as people know that holy name can relieve us from sinful reaction, we should not start taking holy name considering it as a washing machine, Surf Excel. Oh, I can do all sinful activities. Throughout the day, I will do all nonsense activities. At the night, I will say, Hare Krishna. And everything is done. All the, throughout the day, whatever I did, that's washed away. So one should not start considering holy name just like as a washing machine. Surf Excel hai na? Shirt pe jitna marji daag lagao, dhul jayega. Vaise jitne marji paap karte raho, holy name hai na? So one should not start developing that kind of attitude. Because then it becomes a namaprad. Offense against the holy name. Taking a holy name or doing the offense on the strength of the holy name. So one should avoid committing offense while taking the holy name. Get rid of that tendency. And another point is, one should not think the only glory of the holy name is it can relieve from the sinful reaction. Right? As the shloka we read, it says by chanting of the holy name, it can destroy the mountains of sins. But one should not start thinking the only glory of the holy name is it can relieve from sinful reaction. That is actually the side effect of the holy name. That is not the ultimate purpose of the holy name, to get rid of sins. The ultimate purpose of the holy name is to develop love of God, develop love for Krishna. That is the ultimate benefit. Just getting rid of sinful reaction and all, that is side effect. Like in India, people go for shopping or buying vegetables. When you go to buy vegetables, here it doesn't happen. That's why I'm giving the example from India. So when you buy vegetables in India, you buy a lot of vegetables. At the end, the seller, the shopkeeper will give some dhaniya free. Curry leaves free. Right? Or the mirchi. So it's like that. Sabji ke saath dhaniya free. Vaise hi, the purpose of holy name is to develop love of God. With that, getting rid of sins is free. But one should not start thinking, oh, ultimate benefit of the holy name is to remove the sins or sinful reactions. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if somebody chanting the holy name with that tendency, he is just a Pashandi. He is no more than a Pashandi. So one should chant the holy name by avoiding the offenses. Now, at the time of Ramayana, that war between Lord Ram's army and Ravan, there was one demon on Ravana's army. So he thought, oh, all these Vanarsena, they are so dedicated to Ram. They have so much respect for Ram. So he wrote on his body everywhere, Ram, 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 everywhere on his body. Nothing left. From head to toe, everywhere he wrote Ram. And he came for fighting. All these Vanars, when they saw this person, everywhere Ram written. How can I shoot arrow? How can I beat him with the club? How can I beat him with the sword? Everywhere it's Ram written. So nobody is able to fight with him. He is doing a lot of damage. News came to Lord Ram. Lord Ram came. He saw, my name is written everywhere. What to do? So now Lord always wants to give some glory to his devotees. So he asked Bibhishan, what should I do in this situation? Can you suggest something? So Bibhishan said, my lord, you know everything, but you are just giving me some honor, asking me what should you do in this situation. So just to accept that, I can tell you, see, even though he has written everywhere your holy name, but that's just external. He doesn't have the holy name on his tongue and on his heart. On his tongue there is no holy name written. Your name is not written on his tongue. And his heart is so black. There is no respect for your holy name or for you. So you should shoot an arrow on his tongue. And through his tongue you should destroy his heart. So Lord Ram said, thank you, Vibhishan. So he took the arrow, shot on the tongue. Through the tongue it entered the heart and destroyed that demon. So what is this example now? This is example of committing offense on the strength of the holy name. So there is no respect for the holy name. Just externally he has written and he is doing offense against the Lord himself. So one should have little faith in the holy name, some respect for the holy name. There is another story from Ramayana itself. Once this war is over and Ravana is killed, Vibhishana got the kingdom. Right? Vibhishana is established as the king. So once Vibhishana got that, now Vibhishana announced, whoever doesn't want to accept my rule, you are free to leave Lanka. You can go wherever you want. So there was one demon. The demon said, I was faithful to Ravan, I am faithful to Ravan, I will remain faithful to Ravan. I will not accept your kingdom. I will not accept your rulership. So Bhishma said, you are free to go. You can go wherever you want. But now the condition was, nobody except the Vanarsena can use that bridge. Right? Now this demon need to cross to go on the other side. So how will I cross this whole big ocean? So Bhishma said, I will give you one thing. You just take that and walk through the ocean. The water will not go beyond your ankle. So I will give you one small paper. Check. Only condition is, don't try to open and see what's inside. So he gave him one check. The demon took it and he started walking. Half ocean he crossed. Water did not go beyond his ankle. And he started thinking, what is this? Water is not going up. What is this magic? What is this on this chip, on this paper? What is so special in this? So even though Bhishan gave the warning, don't even dare to open this. He said, let me open, I will close it back immediately. So he opened. What was written on that? Ram. So the demon thought, Dattere, Ram, these two letters, Ra and Ma, that is doing this magic. As soon as he did that, fell down in the ocean, drowned in the ocean. So that's why Bhishma's warning. I know you are demon mentality. You will not believe in the holy name. And if you do this, you are going to drown. So holy name, we should develop little faith for the holy name. Try to avoid offenses against the holy name. Now Krishna, we want to take shelter of Krishna in Kali Yuga, right? In Kali Yuga, they say, holy name is everything. One should need to take the shelter of Krishna. What is really meaning of taking shelter of Krishna? I know most of the people here, especially from Gujarati background, we chant this, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, right? So what is the meaning of Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama? Shri Krishna, I take shelter of Krishna, or Lord Krishna, please give me your shelter. Right? So we say, I take your shelter, I take your shelter. But really, how to take shelter? For example, now, I don't know, in the houses, we put a security system. Somebody has ADT or Vivinet or whatever. We put a, install a security system. And if I say, oh, I have a security system, I have a security system, I have a security system, is that enough? After installing the security system, we have to arm that security system, right? Whenever you're leaving or whatever, in whatever situation, unless the security system is active, armed, it's not going to do its job. So same way, just saying, oh, I'm taking shelter, I'm taking shelter, I'm taking shelter. But how really we are taking shelter? What need to be done to take shelter? So Krishna, as the holy name, holy name and Krishna himself are non-different. So wherever Krishna says at multiple places in Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto me. So how do we surrender? Wherever Krishna says Mam in Bhagavad Gita, Mam equal to Nam, just replace Mam with Nam, that is the answer. So in 7th chapter, Krishna says, Devi Hayesha Gunamai Mam Maya Dhrittaya Mam Eva Yo Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. This material energy is so difficult to overcome, but whoever takes shelter of me, he can easily cross beyond this maya, this material world. So Krishna says, Mam eva yo prapadyante, whoever takes shelter of me. So how to take shelter? Replace Mam with Nam. Nam eva yo prapadyante, maya metam tarantite. Who takes shelter of the holy name, he can cross beyond this material ocean. So same way, in the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Right? So again, replace mam with nam. There is no difference in Krishna and his holy name. So how to take shelter? Krishna says, surrender unto me. How to surrender? Replace mam with nam. Sarva dharman parityajya nam ekam sharanam braja. So by taking the shelter of the holy name, one can cross beyond all the ill effects of this Kali Yuga. That's why the scriptures are glorifying the holy name so much. The Brahma Naradiya Puran says, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Eva Kevanam. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. In Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Three times it's stressing. Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Gatir Anyata. There is no other way. Apart from what? Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama. Chanting of the name of Hari, name of Hari, name of Hari. Apart from that, there is no other way. So same way Kali Santarana Upanishad says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti Shochkam Namanam, Kali Kalamashah Nashanam. Nattah Paratropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. So it clearly writes down exactly that full Mahamantra. And after that he says, Iti Shochkam Namanam, this 16 syllable mantra, Kali Kalmashah Nashanam, it has the potency to destroy all the ill effects of Kali Yuga. Nattah Paratropaya, there is no other way. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate, that is the conclusion of all the Vedic literature. So in Kali Yuga, especially as in the beginning I said, the population in Kali Yuga is the most fallen. We have crossed Satyuga, fall down to Treta Yuga, to Dwapar Yuga. Finally, we are here now in Kali Yuga. The only way to pass in Kali Yuga is to take shelter of the holy name. And how we take shelter? By accepting the words of the scripture, which are clearly saying, take shelter of this particular Mahamantra in Kali Yuga. Chant this holy name, chant this Mahamantra. It can give you the love of God, which is the required thing to go back to Godhead, go back to Vaikuntha. Getting rid of all the sinful reaction also will happen parallelly on the side. Just as for example, if you find two papers on the street, one is the actual legal $100 tender, another one is a plain paper just with a pen $100 written on that, $100 written on that. Somebody comes, see these two papers, picks up both. He will look at this $100, real $100 bill, and maybe fold it and put it in the pocket. And the second paper, which is just a plain paper with pen $100 written on that, it is just waste, no value to this. He will throw it back, put it in the dustbin. So now, as this plain paper has no value unless it's a legal tender, recognized value on that. So same way, when a person chants the holy name, now at the end, Krishna sees, Krishna comes. Oh, this person, he is very glorious. He is chanting the holy name. He is eligible to go back. He picks that person, takes with him. The second person who has just wasted his life in all the nonsense activities, not doing any devotional activities, not chanting the holy name, just like a plain paper, no value to this. Throw it back, recycle, let it go again in multiple lifetimes. So we need to become a valuable, like a $100 bill, right? We need to become valuable. So Krishna sees that, yes, this person is genuinely trying to come back to me. He is genuinely interested to come back, get rid of all this cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Janam Mrityu Jaravayadi Dukh Dosh Dahanu Darshina. So one should always look at the fault of these four things and try to get rid of this cycle. And the goal should be go back to Krishna. And the only way, the only method for that, to achieve that in Kali Yuga, is to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we need to sincerely, seriously take to this process of the chanting of holy name. I hope everybody here is definitely taking to that process. If somebody is not chanting, we should accept this process. Now we can keep going on and on, referring to multiple different stories about the glories of the holy name. But even after hearing, understanding all that, if we are not able to chant the holy name, the scripture says we are no better than animals. So this saying that if somebody takes the holy name but commits offenses, if he commits 100 offenses, his taste in the holy name will be reduced. He will lose his taste in the holy name. If he continues to commit offenses without rectification, if he continues to commit offenses, if somebody commits offenses 1,000 times, he will start committing sinful activities, or he will start breaking the regulative principles. If still somebody doesn't rectify, come to the right path, continue to commit offenses, 10,000 times somebody commit offenses, he will stop the process of chanting. And 10,000 is a pretty big number if somebody keep committing offenses and offenses and offenses. So scripture says only an animal will be like that, who will be doing something like this. A person, after getting a human form of life, we should utilize the life properly, human life, most valuable life, and utilize it, take to the process of self-realization to fulfill the ultimate goal of life. So I humbly request everybody, please take to this process of chanting the holy name. Even though in the beginning we may think, oh, it's a trouble, my mind is going here and there, oh, I don't have time. We can have many excuses, right? There is no dirt to the excuses. Somebody will say, oh, I don't have time, I have so much of things to do, I have this, that, I have struggled with my mind, mind is so troublesome, it doesn't let me focus on the name, what is the point in chanting? All those can be solved. We have to take this process. So again, I humbly request everybody, please make a commitment. Commitment is like a making a promise with Krishna, right? From today onwards, I will chant your holy name at least one full mala, which is 108 times. And then people who are already chanting, we should always focus on improving the quality of chanting. Try to increase the quantity of chanting. Should not get stagnated at one point, of course. Right? If somebody says, oh, I've been chanting for 10 years. I'm doing one mala every day, 10 years. But then we should increase. We should take to the next step. We should increase our quality and we should increase the quantity. So I will stop here. I'm sure there may be many questions on the chanting. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. If somebody wants to add anything, any comments. So any questions or comments? So there are 10 offenses towards the holy name which need to be avoided. I will briefly mention those offenses. So first offense is the offense against the Vaishnavas. One should not offend the great devotees of the Lord who is engaged in the chanting or spreading the glories of the chanting of holy name. One should not try to find faults, do a Vaishnava Prath. So that is also, even though it's a Vaishnava Prath, but Nama Prabhu does not accept that offense against his devotees. So that's why it becomes as a Nama Prath also. Second one is to consider the chanting of the names of other Devi Devatas equal to the chanting of the name of Lord Krishna. Like somebody thinks, oh, I'm chanting the name of Shiva or Brahma or this Devata or that Devata, everything is equal. So that becomes an offense towards the holy name. The third Nama Prath is to disobey the orders of the Guru. Fourth one is to give some mundane interpretation to the holy name. Oh, this Mahamantra, it means this. This Mahamantra means the purpose is It can remove this obstacle, that obstacle, to just give some mundane interpretation of the whole to the holy name. The next one is to give some imaginative meaning to the holy name. To concede or to consider the glories of the holy name to be imagination. So the next offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Right? We already discussed that during the... The next one is to consider the holy name to be equal to other ritualistic activities. Like other karmakanda activities. Oh, I do this puja path or this homa or this that, it's all same thing. Ultimately, I want this thing. So consider the chanting of holy name to be like a ritualistic activity. The next one is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Like Bhavishna, he did not try to convince that person, right? He knew he will doubt it. He doesn't have faith. He did not try to convince him about the glories of the holy name. But he still wanted to give him some benefit. So not trying to give the holy name, but as long as the person still has not developed much faith, not trying to establish the glories of the holy name. Oh, holy name can do this, holy name can do that. One holy name can remove all the sinful effects, more than what one can commit. Because the person doesn't have faith, he will doubt the holy name, and in that way he will commit the offense. So it's better not to discuss the glories of the holy name with a faithless person. The next offense is, even after understanding all these instructions about the holy name, still maintaining that mom and aham, that feeling, oh, this is mine, it belongs to me, I am this body. Not understanding this, not taking to this process, is also an offense to the holy name. After hearing so much about this, and not to be attentive also ultimately becomes an offense. Now attentive means, yes, we have a struggle with the mind. When we chant the holy name, mind can go here and there. And that is a recognized problem. Even Lord Krishna accepts that. When Arjuna asks this question in 6th chapter, Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna, this mind is so troublesome, it goes here and there. Krishna said, yes, that is true, mind goes here and there, but we should try to bring it back. So mind will, yes, go here and there, but we should try to focus, again bring it back. As soon as you think, oh, my mind has taken me to this thought. Mind is always taking us to, mind has two wings, past wing and future wing. Either it takes turn to the past or it takes turn to the future. Either we are lamenting about the past, oh, why did this happen? Why did that person do to this me? Why did that person say this to me? Oh, why I made that mistake? So either we are always trying to lament on the past things, or we are trying to focus on the future. If I do this, then this will happen. If I do this, then that will happen. Like that, always future planning. So mind will try to take us here and there. As soon as we realize I am lost, I am distracted, bring it back. But inattentive chanting mainly means, one is trying to chant with indifference, with like multitasking. Okay? One hand I am having a bead bag and doing my mala. On the other hand, I am reading some WhatsApp messages. Oh, wow, somebody sent this joke. Let me read that in between. Oh, in between, let me watch 5 minutes. Some news are coming on the TV. Or let me read the newspaper. Or let me take a sip of the coffee or tea. So that is purely inattention, right? Indifference to the holy name. So we should have a dedicated time. When we are chanting, that's a dedicated time for chanting. Not doing multitasking. Today's world is pondering on multitasking. Quad core processor, dual core processor, and this, that. So we should try to stay on a single task on hand. Once you are chanting, attentive chanting means one activity at a time, and that is chanting only. If you want to receive a phone call, we should stop chanting at that time. It's not that my mala also going on and I'm talking on the phone also. If this is an urgent call, then stop chanting in the meantime and then accept that call. Once that is done, then continue. But no multitasking. That mala phir rahe hain aur dusra kaam bhi chal raha hai saath mein. So these are the offenses against the holy name. And the most critical offenses is Vaishnavapara, offending the devotees, and committing offense or committing sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. That, oh, let me commit this thing, but big deal. At the end, I will ask forgiveness. I will say Hare Krishna and done. Okay, any other questions? Okay, kids, please stay for 5 more minutes upstairs. Okay? Just 5 more minutes.
I have a question regarding the Rama Sutra. Right now the Setu has now it is
Setu is not there anymore. That's what?
No, it is there, but it is invisible. Invisible inside this way. And we are seeing some videos are coming.
In the NASA or something, they show the line.
No, this is that one stone they are, whatever the Setu is there, that stone only, they are showing it is not sinking in some pond or like that. Maybe that's why some videos are coming. This is stone from Rama Setu, it is not sinking in the water, they are showing like that. Not sure it is true or false. But now why that if that stone is really from Rama Setu, here it is floating, then why that Setu is not floating over there?
Krishna can do anything, Lord Ram can do anything. And the background behind that is when everything is done, Bhavishna is established as the king. When Lord Ram came back, Bhavishna requested to Lord Ram that you build this Ram Setu to come from this side to this side. In the future, somebody will misuse and attack our city. How do we protect our city if this free pathway is there? Anybody can come. How will we protect ourselves? So Lord Ram took an arrow, shoot on the bridge. And he destroyed that bridge. So you will see only a little portion on the Rameshwaram side and little portion on the Sri Lanka side. In between, everything is gone. So Lord Ram himself, at the request of Bhavishan, he took away that potency. The reason the bridge was built, the purpose was solved, now to protect the kingdom from any future attacks. They removed that. Any other question on chanting specifically? How many of us have bead bags or the beads, the japamala, and regularly, without fail, chant on that? At least one mala, two mala, at least one mala. Not regularly. So, can I request here everybody today to at least chant one mala? One mala is 108 times chanting the Maha Mantra, which takes 7 to 8 minutes. Only 7 to 8 minutes. We have been given 24 hours. 24 hours into 60. And of that, if you take consider 10 minutes, percentage wise if you look, how much is that percentage of your daily time? Not even 1%. If you do 2 hours or 2.4 hours, right? That becomes 10%. So 10 minutes is not even 1%. So can't we give even 1% of our time to the Lord? Okay, come. So, I humbly and sincerely request, please take to the process of chanting at least one mala, 10 minutes of your time. And if you are already chanting, make sure you are fixed in your chanting. Not that, okay, sometime I chant, sometime I don't chant. Sometime I chant 2 rounds, sometime I chant only 1. Sometime I chant 4, sometime I do only 2. At least fix that. Make sure you are stable in your chanting. 4 rounds means 4 rounds every day. That is the commitment vow we are making it to the Lord. Any other questions? Kids are becoming restless. Okay, so we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Okay, all the kids, please come down. We'll do Narasimha prayer.